Fans, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host for the next hour. Is it too soon to start looking back at the COVID era? There are some interesting stats coming out about exactly how our life has changed. I'll share them with you. There's a book coming out about why your favorite song might be your favorite song. I'll tell you about that too. And we've got our usual features over the next hour. We've got This Week in Music, plus, of course, Phil's Pick. All ahead here on 91.5 WMFO.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget in disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteered, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. If that apparition had just appeared, took you up and away from the space and sheer humiliation of your teenage station. Nobody cares, no one remembers, and nobody cares. Hey, you cried and you cried. He's alive, he's alive. Call
That is REM from their 2008 album, Accelerate. It's called Supernatural, Super Serious. And we heard Badfinger before that. The song was No Matter What. If you're not familiar with the story of Badfinger, it's something maybe I ought to do on the show at some point when I have a little more time. Maybe you can do some research on your own. A tragic, tragic band. They were the first band the Beatles signed to Apple Records. And the sky was the limit for them. In fact, they sound a lot like the Beatles on that song and some of their others. And Paul McCartney wrote for them. But they were plagued with suicide, bad business deals, and never got close to the fame that people did predict for Badfinger. Like I said, maybe we'll expand on that sometime in an upcoming show. The show is Rock of Ages here on WMFO. This is Ron LaRusso. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, the alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. For those of you who keep wishing COVID away, I totally get it, but it's really not over yet. Last week, the World Health Organization announced basically that we've still got a little ways to go before they can declare the end to the pandemic. And recently, Tufts University announced that we will be requiring the new booster for students and staff by December 2nd. Still, we're coming up on 3 years into this pandemic in a couple of months. And so sociologists have had enough time to do some studies and reveal some unusual and interesting trends that have occurred during the time of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau conducted a series of surveys about life during the first 2 years of the pandemic. And here are some of their findings, which I thought were kind of interesting. First of all, the percentage of married couple households stayed the same over the 2 years, about 47%. The percent of households with unwed couples cohabitating rose from 6.6% in 2019 to 7.2% in 2021. Contrary to the pop culture images of multi-generational family members kind of hunkering down together, the average household size actually contracted from 2.6 to 2.5 people. Not surprising, America became more wired as people became more reliant on remote learning and working from home. Households with a computer rose from 92.9% in 2019 to 95% in 2021, and internet subscription services grew from about 86% of households to 90%. This one is going to require some unpacking by social scientists over the years. The people who identify as multiracial jumped from 3.4% in 2019 to 12.6% in 2021, and a decline in people identifying as white alone from 72 to 61%. One theory is that the social justice movements of the last 2 years has led some multiracial people who previously might have identified as a single race to instead embrace all of their background. Housing prices went up, no surprise, from $240,000 to $280,000. Try to find a house at that price around here. And the percent of people working from home obviously went up from 5.7% in 2019 to almost 18% in 2021. The percent of people working from home, not surprisingly, rose sharply from 5.7% in 2019 to almost 18% in 2021. Almost half of the workers in the District of Columbia worked from home. That was the highest rate in the nation, while Mississippi had the lowest rate at 6.3%. I am sure this period is going to be studied for decades to come, but this is just the first glimpse in some of the many lifestyle changes that COVID has caused for us. Let's get back to the music now. It is time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown listens to tons of music over the course of the week, sends me a bunch that he thinks you might like, and so I share them with you on a feature we call Phil's Pick. Let's hear Phil's Pick for this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Pastime by Samantha Crane. Samantha Crane is a singer-songwriter who plays music that is informed by several strains of folk while also reflecting the influence of contemporary indie sounds. Of Native American heritage, Crane's voice is strong while possessing an expressive quaver that adds to the emotional impact of her songs. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Talking, but
That is Rod Stewart, of course, with Maggie May. I like to play it every year at around this time, if only for the reference to it's late September and he really needs to get back to school. You know, there are very few songs where in concert the artist can just basically hit the first note and then not have to sing another word because the crowd carries the entire song, and that is one of them. I've seen that happen at a Rod Stewart concert. A lot of people's favorite songs, which leads me to the question, do you have a favorite song? People ask me that question. I'm always stumped because there's really no such thing as my favorite song. I have 100 favorite songs. It depends on when you ask, the mood I'm in, you know, tons of things. Well, a Berklee College professor of music named Susan Rogers wrote a book, which is coming out tomorrow, called This Is What It Sounds Like, What the Music You Like Says About You. She is a self-taught audio engineer and producer who worked with Prince in the 80s, among many others. And, oh yeah, she has a doctorate in psychology. And so many elements of music, you know, there's like lyrics and melody and rhythm and all that, all have been studied very heavily by neuroscientists for their reaction on the brain. And she says, she kind of takes it to the next level in this book, where we can tell a lot about our individuality from our reaction to the music that we like more than just about any other thing. For example, she says, wine, if you're a wine connoisseur and you love wine, it basically engages two of your senses, right? Taste and smell. But listening to music requires a whole bunch of different sensory things. When you're young, you're more inclined to need music, she says, and you need it to solve problems, to know what to say, what attitude to have, and what tribe you belong to. But as we age, it's perfectly natural to lose some of the desire to seek out new music. And I know that is true for a lot of people I know. When you ask them what their favorite song is, it's something that they loved, you know, 20 years ago. And it's basically because we don't have the same bandwidth that we had when we were young. Life gets in the way. And so if you're stuck on your favorite record from 10, 20, or even 40 years ago, she said, that's okay. Every listener experience is valid. You don't have to be a foodie to appreciate a well-made sandwich, is her quote. Anyway, the book comes out tomorrow. It's called This Is What It Sounds Like, What the Music You Like Says About You. Hey, Deadheads, this one's for you. A new 10-episode podcast called America's Dead was launched last week that covers the legacy of the Dead with the help of some of their biggest fans. It will feature interviews about the Dead with a bunch of noted musicians, as well as multiple members of the Deadhead community, from musicologists to former tour managers, and even the founder of the Dead-centric sobriety group Wharf Rats, and many, many others. I think it's going to be must listening for fans of the Dead. It's called America's Dead, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. I definitely saw it on Spotify. Let's get into some Grateful Dead right now from the Terrapin Station album. This is Estimated Profit, The Dead on Rock of Ages.
Don't worry about me. Oh, no, don't worry about me, no. And I'm in no hurry. Oh, no, 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 I And where to go.
There was no band that was more loved by MTV than probably that one. Duran Duran, Save a Prayer. And of course, the Grateful Dead before that with Estimated Profit. Good morning, this is Ron LaRusso, waking up with you or getting you off to work or school this morning. Thank you for listening to Rock of Ages. We're here every Monday morning at 8 o'clock from 8 till 9, playing the best rock from all eras. This week in music history, a bunch of fun and interesting stuff went down. This week in 1967, appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Doors are asked to change the line, "Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher" in Light My Fire, to "Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Better." Jim Morrison agrees, then sings the offending line anyway, which angered the host and earned the band a lifetime ban from the show. Also, in the same week, Keith Moon of The Who rigs his bass drum to explode at the end of My Generation as they get prepared to appear on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, but he doesn't realize that the stage crew had already set the charge. The resulting explosion cuts his leg, singes Pete Townsend's hair, and startles fellow guests Betty Davis and Mickey Rooney. There are some nice names from the 1960s. This week in 1968, at Abbey Road Studios, Paul McCartney writes the Beatles song Birthday on the spot, and the band records it that day. This week in 1990, Eddie Vedder is selected as lead vocalist of what will become Pearl Jam after Jeff Ament, Stone Gossard, and Mike McCready hear his demo tape where he added vocals to three instrumental tracks that the band had recorded. Celebrating birthdays this week, Don Felder of the Eagles will be 75. David Coverdale, frontman for Deep Purple and Whitesnake, will be 71 years old. And also this week in 1973, Jim Croce and his band is killed in a plane crash in Louisiana. Jim Croce was just 30, and his was probably the first celebrity death that I really took to heart. I was an early adopter, and I followed his career and really felt it when he died this week suddenly 49 years ago. Let's check out something from his debut album. This is Operator from Jim Croce on Rock of Ages.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. Living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, you said you knew well and sometimes hated. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. Operator, but could you help me place this call? Myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. No, 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 that's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. Time. You can keep a dime. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
From the 1991 album Achtung Baby, U2, Mysterious Ways. And we heard Jim Croce before that with Operator. His son, AJ Croce, is also a touring musician, and he's putting on a show right now called Croce Sings Croce, in which he plays a lot of his dad's songs, also songs of his own, and it'll be coming to the area in October. It'll be at Carey Hall in Lexington on October 16th. So if you're really a deep Jim Croce fan, you might want to check that one out. Well, let's look at our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. We do that as a feature on the show every week. This week, we're talking about Steeler's Wheel. They were a Scottish rock folk band that was formed in 1972 by former school friends Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty. Jerry Rafferty, by the way, has the distinction of also being a one-hit wonder as a solo artist a few years later with a huge hit called Baker Street. Steeler's Wheel released their self-titled album in 1972, which contained this song. They released a second album in 1973 that did not do well, and then tension started between Egan and Rafferty. They recorded a third album, but by the time it was released in 1975, the band broke up. From Steeler's Wheel, this week's one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era is Stuck in the Middle with You on Rock of Ages.
Never had to battle with no bulletproof vest. Take a small example, take a little from me. Take all of your money, give it up to charity. Love is what I got, it's within my reach. And the sun flops down, still straight from Long Beach. It all comes back to you, you're bound to get what you deserve. Try and test that, you're bound to get served. Love's what I got, don't start a riot. You feel it when the dance gets hot.
Love is what I got. I said remember that. Love is what I got. I remember that. Love is what I got. I said remember that. Love is what I got.
Why don't cry when my dog runs away? I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. When my mom smokes pot, hits the bottle and goes right to the rock. Fuck it and fight it, it's all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane.
Let the loving come back to me.
That is sublime, What I Got. And also Stuck in the Middle with You from Jerry Rafferty and Steeler's Wheel, this week's one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. This is Ron LaRusso with you. We've got time for another song or two, which we will get to right after this.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I got an interesting request for this song this week. The band Ambrosia, mostly known for soft rock ballads, they put out some yacht rock classics. But early in their career, they were actually a well-respected progressive rock band. This is from that era. This is Holding On to Yesterday from Ambrosia on Rock of Ages.
That I
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. This is Rock of Ages. Thank you for listening. My name is Ron LaRussa. Join me again next Monday morning at 8 o'clock and every week here for the best rock from all eras. Until then, enjoy the last few days of the official summer season and have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Streaming live on the web at www.